I was a small child when I left Vietnam and moved with my family to live in America. For me and my little brother, it didn't take long before we felt American. But for my parents and two older sisters, it was a different story. The biggest problem for my mother was the language. We were living in New York, and although there were quite a lot of Vietnamese families near us, they didn't work in the stores. This meant my mother had to take me with her when she went shopping, and I was usually at school. For my father, the most important thing when we arrived was to find a job. Luckily, he had friends who knew us in Vietnam, and they helped him get a job in a factory. It was hard for him to do that sort of work. In Saigon, he had been a doctor. My two older sisters went to high school. They worked hard and did well, and the school gave them extra English lessons. Even now, though, they speak with Vietnamese accents. My brother and I are lucky. We may look Vietnamese, but we speak with American accents. My family found the way of life very different. In Vietnam, my mother used to spend a lot of time visiting her sisters and brothers and looking after her mother and father. She feels quite lonely now. She says that in America, you live inside your house, but in Vietnam, you take your house outside onto the street and share your life with everybody. I don't remember that, but I do find the winters are quite hard to put up with in New York. It's very cold and snows a lot. My mother still wears traditional Vietnamese clothes at home and always cooks us rice and noodles. I must admit, I prefer burgers and chips. Although my friends like to visit us, I often feel a bit embarrassed by my parents' way of life. They do not understand Americans, and I think I am more American than Vietnamese now. I suppose it is sad for them to have such a strange daughter.